Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. This is B'siyata D'Shemaya, the eighth Shiur in this series. And we saw the Yesod HaDvarim, that it's incumbent upon every Dayan to judge Al Pi Ro'eis Einav, and not based on what anybody else says. And in the previous Shiur, we saw that since you're not allowed to argue with the king, Al Tzkovet HaMelech, the Melech king, is not allowed to sit on the Sanhedrin. And you can't follow him because you have to follow Al Pidait, you have to Paskin Al Pidait. And you cannot follow him because he's the king. So therefore he can't be on the Sanhedrin. Mashen Ken HaMelech Beis David, we said he's an onov, and the Melech is not considered rebellion against the king if you Paskin contrary to his opinion. So that's Tamsis, Shabbat Tamsis, of where we're holding now in this series. Shuv Zeh Shiur HaShmini, Az Siman SheBaruch Hashem, Zachinu Lamod Harbe Dvarim Manyanim. I would say that Lamadnu Harbe Chomer Aval Pam. Mishu Amar Zeh L'Rav Dov Tzolovejtzik Harbe Chomer Ve'Hu Me'od Ka'as. That's not what you call Gemara. He goes, Rav Dov? Anyway, one big Rosh Yeshiva. It's not Chomer Chas V'Shalom. It's not material. Anyway, we would say in English, it's the Torah HaKadosha. אז אנחנו עכשיו מתקדמים הלאה, עכשיו אנחנו רוצים לבאר, על פי דברי מורינו ורבינו, גאון וזינו, מאור עינינו, ראש ישיבה, זכר צדיק לברכה, לשמו לזכרו תאוות נפש. הזכרנו כבר את הספר, את מה שהרמב"ם כותב בספר המצוות, ברש פי ג' ובדבריו בפרק י' מהלכות סנהדרין הלכה ב', שבכלל לאו זה ישנו גם כן, שלא יחזור המלמד זכות בדיני נפשות ללמד חובה. עיין שם ובכסף משנה. So we mentioned already, Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in Sanhedrin 10.2, that included in this lav is that once you're melamed zchus in dinei nefashos, you shouldn't be melamed chova. So you can see there in Rambam, you can see what the Kesef Mishnah comments. So what's the inyan here? Lefi dvareinu inyano, behemshech lema shekatav lo tane al rivu, mishum she'im ikaro shel hadin, hu lachil vilef'ol et totzeot haimet, ein makom klal alav ze, sheikaro kama shekotev rashi b'sanhedrin, lamed bet, lisvarahu dbeinan ve'yatzilu. Ayin sham bedvrei rashi, sherei sof sof kshelidato haimet hi chova, הרי בעל כורחנו מחמת דינו שתחול אמת זו יש לו להגידה ואפשר שמחמת הדין של והצילו שאינו קובע את האמת שאומרו את דבר שאינו כפי האמת ורק אם יקרו רק לומר את מה שאומרת התורה על דין זה שכנל ישנו הדבר בגדרים שקבע התורה הרי כל שישנו מהתורה דין של והצילו וכך נקבע בתורה במהלך הדין, הרי זה מחייב את דינו של הדיין לעשות. ומילה שזהו דינו. In other words, in Spanish, to translate what I just said. What's this inyan? Is the pasuk says, Lo yisane al riv. And this tells us once you are, once you're malamid tzchus, you're now going to be malamid choyva. So what it's telling you is like as follows, that if the ikar of the din is to achieve the truth, remember we said that's not what the din is about. We are not trying to get to the objective truth. The objective truth is for Hashem. Our job is to judge al pi the gedolim of the Torah. So if we were trying to get to the objective truth, the outcome of the truthful outcome, so then you can't have this lav that once you're malamed Schus, you can't be malamit choiva, because Rashi says it's a svara. Right? V'yitzilu eid, you have to save. The job of the eid is to save. They have to do what they can to save. So once they're malamit schus, they can't be malamit choiva. Wait a second. If, according to this person, the MS is that it's choiva, it's to the person's detriment, it's going to incriminate him and not to exonerate him. So he has to say it. And you can't say, oh, there's a v'yitzilu, so you have to say that even though it's not true. There's a, excuse me, there's a vehitzilu. And therefore, you're not allowed to be melamit choiva, because you have to save him, so don't say the truth. No. If the whole point is to get to the truth, then you have to say the truth. You have to get to the truthful outcome. And therefore, you have to say what's on your mind. If you have chovah to say, you have to say what's on your mind. And vitzilu can't get in the way. Because vitzilu doesn't establish truth. The fact that the job of the Beis Din is to save, ideally, that can't stop you. So if he's guilty, he's guilty. But rather, what is the fact? What is the nature of this iser, this mitzvah? The nature of this mitzvah, as we've been explaining in all these shiurim, is to say the din, lefi the gedarim of the Torah, as you see it. That's what this pasuk is telling you. Lo san el riv lintos. You're now allowed to, once you're melamed tzchus, you can't be melamed choiva. Why? Because remember what the lashon of the Rambam, lenin lahashisir adayin mehatos ladas dayin acher al tzadish vehishayin. Shouldn't just rely on someone else. Yirtzibazeshalotavakish, in other words, don't follow the others. Say what you have to say. Why do you have to say what you have to say? Maybe the objective truth is more likely. It's like the smarter guys. No, you don't follow the smarter guys. You say what you have to say because you're not trying to get to the objective truth. You're trying to get to the truth of the Torah. What's the truth of the Torah? How the Dayan sees is just like Edom. You follow the two Edom, even though we don't know if they're telling the truth or not. But that's the gedder of the Torah. They have to follow Edom. You have to follow the Danim. Danim have to say it as they see it, but the feel the gedarim of the Torah. And one of the gedarim of Din Torah is Vitzila, which tells us that once they're Malamit Chus, they can't be Malamit Choiva. And that goes against this Pasuk. If they're Malamit Choiva, once they're Malamit Chus, that goes against this Pasuk. Because this Pasuk is telling us that they have to judge according to the gedarim of the Torah. And this Pasuk defines what's what the gedarim of the Torah are. Therefore, since we know that one of the gedarim of the Torah, right, that you need a majority of two for ra, and one for chayva for schus, and the reason you need, if it was just a matter of ra, if ra was telling you the objective truth, then one would be enough, majority of one. So as we said, no. The Torah is telling you that's the gedder. The gedder is that when it comes to ra, you need a majority of two. When it comes to Tov, maybe because of Yetzilu. And when it comes to Tov, you need a majority of one. And that's Din Torah. You have to judge based on Din Torah. And you might think, Diola Eved Lios Kirabo, that the master should be like his servant, should be like the master, meaning you should just follow God, because God achieves the ultimate truth. And the person who's guilty, who's found innocent, the God's going to make sure he's going to get his just desserts. He's going to get punished. No, that's not your job. Your job is not to be like Hashem in this area. Your job is to judge Alpi the way you see it. And therefore, don't say Chovah like we saw in the Rav Chaim HaKadosh. That when it's, you know that if you say Chovah, he's going to come out Zakai. If he's Zakai, he's going to come out L'chayiv, and you think the opposite. So then you should say the opposite of what you think in order to achieve the results. No. You have to pass in according to the way you see it. That's the gather of the Torah. So here also, your job is to paskin, the job of the dayan is to paskin al pi gidrei Torah, not the objective truth. The objective truth tells you that if you see choyva, you have to say choyva. But the gedarim of the Torah are the yitzilu, that once you see schus, their job is to stay with the schus. And therefore, like we saw before, when it comes to a king, so you, on one hand, you're not allowed to argue with the king. On the other hand, you're not allowed to agree with the king. You're not allowed to argue with the king because he's Merida B'Malchus. And you're not allowed to agree. You're not allowed to agree with the king because then you're not saying it as you see it. Even though maybe the king is right. Maybe the king knows better. Maybe the king has special siyata d'shmaya, but that doesn't really bother us. because that doesn't interest us, because you have to judge based on the way you see it. That's the gather of the Torah. As kol sheyeshno me'atorah din shel v'yitzilu, since the Torah is a din yitzilu, and that's how the Torah was kaveh b'malach ha'din, that's mechayiv the din of the dayan, that the dayan has to follow this v'yitzilu. And that's his din. If he doesn't do this, so then it's included in this lav, losan al riv. Losan al riv is, like we said, getting to the objective din Torah. Objective din Torah, not the objective truth. That again is not our job, that's God's job. And that's why you're not so much on anybody else's das. Because you even though you might think, hey, all the chever are holding one way and I'm holding differently, I can't say what I think because they know better. So we're not. We want to get the objective truth. We want you to get to the Din Torah. And Din Torah is that you say it as you see it. As nimsal fi ze she'ein echreach she'ish kan machloket bein Rashi she'tlao beveitzilu ubein Rambam ba'meiri ve'achinuch ve'mitzvayin zayin she'katvu me'apasuk she'lo tane al riv. There's some achronim who want to say this. It's machlokes Rashi Rambam. Rashi holds it's from ve'itzilu. And the Rambam holds it's from a different pasuk. It's from the Osan al Riv. And once you learn, right, he includes it in the love of Losan al Riv. Then once you learn Schus, you know to be Malamit Choiva. That's the Lashon of the Rambam over there, where he says, "We say Alav Gam Ken Asher Malamit Schus Leachzur Malamit Choiva, Lamer Losan al Riv." So they want to make a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Or it's not really a machlokas. It's all because of Yitzilu. Ela shakorek mechamat sheyeshno v'yitzilu shadei zeh u'ma sheyeshno alav. V'chein shapir tov hadavar b'yitzilu. Rashi says that's the svara. The svara is from v'yitzilu that you have to do everything you can to save him. But it also comes from the, since that's the geder, that you have to do what you can to save him. So that's the proper mishpat, and that's included in Losan al Riv. Because Losan al Riv tells you that you have to have the, you have to follow the gedarim of the Torah. When you judge. And from there you get from Losan al Rav, that you're not allowed to argue with the Mufla Shebebeis, and therefore you're Maslam and Atzad. Because you have to follow the Gidrei HaTorah and say it as you see it. Uvezeh afshar lefaresh et ma shekotev ha-Ravid ba-asagotav minyan ha-mitzvot shebereish sefer ha-Yad. The Ravid and his Asoga, in the minyan ha-mitzvot at the beginning of the Yad, and what the Rambam writes in Lisa Reish Pei Gimel writes, you shouldn't be melamed choiva if you were first melamed schus. You shouldn't be melamed choiva. Excuse me, because it says losan al riv, and the Ravid writes, "Ein ze klum, sherei b'gemar din choizer." This is nothing. What the Rambam says is not correct. That you shouldn't be melamed choiva if you're already melamed schus and din in nefashos, because gemar din you can. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, "Any other Alama Kosev came Shikor Din Gemara Din or Yochel Lachzer Bo, who may advarm Shemain Din in a Foshes Din in Moms Loyun a Mitzvah." The Ravid's correct. The Gemara Taka says that to be Gemara Din, he's allowed to be Malamit Choiva. But the Kesef Mishnah just is wondering, Ma Bayashilo? What's the problem of the Kesef Mishnah? What's the problem of the Ravid? Beforehand, that's one of the distinctions between Dine Mominus and Dine Nefashis, that when it comes to Dine Nefashis, you're not allowed to be Machzir L'choizir L'choiva when you're having the Masa Omata, and in Dine Mominus you are. So why shouldn't the Rambam enumerate that? As Ma Baya, Shel Ha'Ravid, Kach Makshe, HaKesef Mishneh. As Lefi Dvareinu Avshal Omar, that the Kesef Mishnah writes in Halacha Beis that Mokar Advarim Mishnah B'Sanhedrin. Umnam Riyat HaPasuk Riyat HaPasuk Lo Nezkira Shem Lechem Mishnah Achen Katav Shem Shem Adem Yechen Yishnah Riyat HaPasuk Shekatav HaRambam Kach Nakat Gam HaRaivit Shein HaZekra Lehedia Ala Shachar Shekan Ar Yisod Adin Umidin V'Yitzilu Shekosev Rashi Hare Im Haya Din Zeh B'Shas Gam B'Shas HaGmar Din Haya Zeh Memelo B'Lav Shenemar B'Lo Yisane Shelo Yisek Rak Al Pi Daito Shel Dain Acher כמבואר בדברי הרמב"ם בספר המצוות ורב פרק י' הלכה א', זהו עיקר הלאו של לא תענה. ונאמר בזה איסור כללי על השווי גמר דין של האכול עשה אמס בתויצו, ולא עושה כפי המתחייב בדיני הפסק, שבזה ממילא היה מתחייב לפסוק לזכות מדין והצילו. In other words, to put what I said into simple Spanish, The Makor of the Rambam is from a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say the Pasuk. It doesn't say the Pasuk of Losan El Riv. The Lechem Mishnah writes that he doesn't know where the Rambam gets it from the Pasuk. And the Ravid also learns that there's no such Pasuk. So what then is the Hasaga of the Ravid? In other words, there's no Pasuk to tell us Loisan al-Riv is saying that once you learn Schus, you're not allowed to learn Chayva. So what's the Ravid's Hasaga then? That the Yisod HaDin, that once you learn Schus, you're not allowed to learn Chayva, is from the Pasuk of Yitzilu. Yitzilu says that the Sanhedrin has to do what they can to save him. Now let's say, the Ravid is thinking, let's say that you would have this Din, B'Shas Gemar Din. That B'Shas Gemar Din, you are also not allowed to change the psak. At Bishas Gemar Din, if you learn Schus, you're not allowed to learn Choyva, which is not true. Bishas Gemar Din, you are allowed to, the Gemara says. But let's say it would apply even Bishas Gemar Din. Then it would make sense, because then it would be included in the Pasuk of Loisan al Riv Lintos. What is Loisan al Riv Lintos? Don't paskin based on the opinion of another dayan. That's the Iker Lav of Loisan, according to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Perek Yud Mehilchot Sanhedrin Halacha Aleph. V'ne'amar b'ze Isur Klali, this Loisan al Riv is telling us that there's a general Isser al Ashvuye Gmar Din on creating a Gmar Din of Hacholas Ha'emes B'toitzo. There's an Isser of trying to create a situation where you achieve with this Psak an objective truth. V'lo lefsok kefi hamitchayev b'dinei apsak. And not to paskin, that's the iser. And not to paskin as psak requires. If it would apply even to Gemar Din, then that would be the iser, it would be from Losan al Riv. Because you have to follow dinei apsak and not try to get to the truth. So yeah, I'll be truth. You see that this guy's really chayv, but it doesn't matter. Because Vitzilu tells you that you have to stick with the program. You have a schus, you have to stay with the schus. And even though you're right, objective truth tells you that he's chayiv, even b'gmar din, you have to stick with what you originally said, because that's the klalei apsak. And Losan al-Rif says, follow klalei apsak and don't even follow other dayanim, even if they're 500 times smarter than you. So that's all if Loisan al Riv would even apply to the Gemar Din. Then the Rambam would be on the ball. But even Bishas Gemar Din, you're not allowed to change it because you have to follow the rules of Psak, and the rules of Psak include a Vitzilu, and Vitzilu means that you have to do what you can to save him, even though it's not objective truth. And that's what exactly Loisan al Riv is telling us. You don't follow objective truth, you do what you think. What do you think is right? Al pi the Gedarim of Psak. And the gather of Psak here is not to change. But since it's not B'Shas Gemar Din, She'oz Gam Al Pidin V'Tzili Yesh to Lifsoi Chiyuv, wait a second. This doesn't apply B'Shas Gemar Din. B'Shas Gemar Din, even Al Pi, the Din of V'Tzilu, you should Paskin L'Chiyuv. So therefore, this says the Ravid, this is included in it's not included in the Lav of this Pasuk. Where do you have a Lav? And that's the Sug of the Ravid. The sug of the Ravid is, if the whole vort was that we don't want to get to objective truth, you just have to follow Klaliapsak. So then that would be great if you weren't allowed to change, you weren't allowed to go from Schus to Chova till the very end. But since at the very end you were allowed to go from Schus to Chova, so it must mean that there's no Makor from Losan al Riv. Because Losan al Riv means don't try to get to the emes, the objective truth. Chas v'shalom, we want to get to the truth. But the truth is you see it, the truth of fi klalei apsak. It's just like two Edom. Again, we don't know if the two Edom are telling the truth, but we follow the two Edom because the Torah says to follow the two Edom. We don't know if the dayan, the rov is correct. We don't know if the rov is correct. It's anaga. You say you follow the rov because that's the way we're, that's the way we're supposed to follow. So if the vort would be that you have to stick with it until the end, then it would be work very well with Losan al Riv. You follow Klalei Apsak, you stay with your story, and you're right, you're not going to achieve the emes because you're thinking now it's Chova, but you can't say it. So that's terrific, Losan al Riv. You're not trying to get to what would seem objectively true. You're following the Klalei Apsak. But since it's not like that, it's not B'Shas Gemar Din. B'Shas Gemar Din, you are allowed to change your story. You're not allowed to go to Chova. So it must be there's no Mokor for Losan al San al Riv. How does Losan al Riv tell you this? That once you learn Schus, you're not allowed to learn Chova. Losan al Riv says, don't trust other Dayanim. You do what you think, even if it might very well be that they're correct. Doesn't matter. Because you're following the Klalei Apsak. So here also, you follow the Klalei Apsak. Doesn't matter. You might be wrong. You're thinking Chova now. Don't say it. You follow the Klalei Apsak. That's all Gevaldik, but it's not true. Because at the end, you do try to get to the, in this case, you do try to get to the truth. Because then you do change your psak. And therefore, Losan al Riv is in the source. So where's the laugh? And that's exactly the asag of the Ravid. However, the asag of the Ravid is an asaga based on what the Or Sameach writes in the Rambam. And also the Meshech Chochman, Parashas Mishpatim, that the Rambam explains the Mechilta in Parashas Mishpatim, that there is an Azhora Ledayin Shlo Yate Ela Lekaf Schus. That from Losan al Riv Lintois means that the Dayin should only be Mate Lekaf Schus. The Dayin has to stay with the Schus, he's not allowed to go to Chova. In other words, Losan al Riv Lintos, that after you have learned schus, you're not allowed to now be noted from that schus. You have to stay with the schus. So the Mechilta Taka gets it from the from this pasuk. So the Rambam does have a mashmos. So maybe the Ravid didn't see that Mechilta. So therefore he's masig on the Rambam. The Rambam does have a mashmos from the pasuk, and since the Rambam has a mashmos from the pasuk, it's not a kasha in the Rambam. As shelo yate el lekav schus, that if you're going to be mat, it has to be lekav schus. It can't be lekav chova. Once you learn schus, you can't learn chova. In chova, you can learn schus, but not vice versa. So the Rambam Taka has a makor from the pasuk. So that's the defense of the Rambam. The Meshech Chachma already says that the pashtus of the Mechilta is when it says lo yate lekav schus, it means that you shouldn't always be mitzadet b'schus keneged ha'mechuvan ha'miti. Don't always be trying to learn schus. Don't always learn the schus against what's emes. You have to stay with the emes. So it could be that's the way the Ravid learned it. The Ravid holds the Rambam has no makor from here because it means that you shouldn't. You shouldn't go against them. You shouldn't always be mitzadet lekav schus kenegan uchovan amiti. But it's not telling you that once you learn the kaf chova, you're not allowed to go lekav schus. Once you go lekav schus, you're not allowed to go lekav chova. It's bechal not what it's saying. So kopanim lamadnu shuv neflos b'inyan hazeh, ve'yesh lanu be'ezrat Hashem od shiur echad. Ani mekave ad she'nachdom et haperek hazeh, et hasidra hazot. Ani mekave ve'advarim beintayim hayu neflaim biyoter. ובעזרת השם אנחנו נראה נפלאות, עוד נפלאות. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, והדברים הדברים היו מאירים כספירים, זקים ובהירים, שמיים מזהירים, ברוך השם. ואני מודה לשם יתברך שזכינו ללמוד את התורה הזאת. בעזרת השם נמשיך. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.